This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Capricorn Experience on Limpopo's hottest frequency. You're hanging out with Lindo Manzini in this chilly weather. I hope that you are keeping warm wherever that you're catching us from. Now, we mentioned earlier on that we'll be in conversation with someone who will, you know, unpack the shares and stock business. You know, perhaps you're looking to invest and you've been a little bit reluctant, just like myself. I've been really reluctant when it comes to these stocks business and shares business. But I'm hoping that after speaking to our expert today, maybe I might change my mind. So on the line, I'm joining by Khumotso Talane from an independent economic analyst, a business coach, financial literature advocate is on the line, you know, to enlighten you and I on shares. Good morning, Khumotso. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you? I'm good, thanks. How's it?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. I was telling my listeners earlier on that maybe after speaking to you, I might have a different perspective as far as shares and stocks are concerned, because whenever I think of those, I think of the worst possible case scenario. I mean, it's the money that I work hard for, Khumotso. So, you know, when it comes to these investments, you know, one should do thorough research on how to go about it. So let's unpack what are shares and, most importantly, how do they compare to stocks?
All right. Let me just give you a fun fact, right? Every time you buy into shares, you could have a stock price, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a share is part ownership of whatever investment that you want to embark on.
Mm.
Whereas the stock is part and parcel of the equity that you are going to be determined how much you are buying it for.
Mm.
So they're interlinked. Basically, they are like a hand and a palm.
Mm.
You might not be able to speak about shares without having to speak about the stocks.
Mm. Okay. So how are shares issued and regulated?
So there is definitely a board of directors in many companies.
Mm.
We've got a famous one in South Africa, which is JSE, but we've got other subsidiaries like your Easy Equity. We've got, you know, it's a lot, but other people must not confuse buying shares and trading.
Mm.
a lot of people think that having to go and buy things like your coins and et cetera, that is trading. It's not the same as having to go buy shares.
Mm.
So when you buy shares, you're buying part of that company. So, for example, there will be a company that is going under, which is not really a good thing to buy into if you want the quick money.
Mm.
But in longevity, in the long term, you can buy and rescue them from the going under. So they'll say, we want somebody to rescue us. 50% of the equity will now become yours.
Mm.
We need a buy-in of 100,000, right?
Mm.
That is another way of getting shares. But then also, there will be big companies like your Anglo American, there will be your tobacco companies, Nestle's and First National Bank, RMB.
Mm.
There are companies that you could just literally go and buy a certain percentage of stock. You see, now we're no longer speaking of shares.
Mm.
of stock for you to become an owner of the share.
Mm.
And sometimes you can't speak of the stock without having to speak of the share.
Mm.
Yeah.
So which between shares and stocks are best for one to invest into? And maybe if you can also throw in some reasons why you feel like the other one is better than the other one, or perhaps maybe just try to school us a little bit in terms of the differences between these two and which are the best buy-ins in terms of investment.
Oh, you, that needs just a whole day of education. But just to say a list, stocks and shares are really good investment, right?
Mm.
People must understand that, right? But they vary. Most of the stocks are long-term. You can't just put that and when it goes down, you want to take it back like shares. So shares, you can just buy it today. And then when you see the market not going the way you want, you definitely go and say, I want it back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then with the stock, it's a long-term savings.
Mm-hmm.
You put a goal in mind to put that, okay, I'm going to buy this stock, maybe you would want 10% of whatever company that you're going to buy into the market. The JSE is the best place to do it. Then you've got maybe a term of 3 years, 10 years, 5 years. It's not one of those things that you'd say, okay, it's gold. I'm buying the shares of gold. I'm waiting for the gold to gain momentum and sell it.
Mm.
Mm. Yes, that's where they differ. And then in shares, you can also buy commodities. Right?
Mm.
But it also depends on the longevity of it. Hence, I'm saying you cannot speak of shares without having to speak of stock.
Mm.
Because most of the stocks are shares, and shares are stock. I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are, Kumatso, you are.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So in parting, now that you have, you know, tabulated the differences between these two and which you say that which one is it's actually better than the other in terms of investing. And maybe if you can share with us one more time, you know, the significance of investing in shares and also the things that we need to be cautious on when it comes to, you know, buying shares. What are the things that we need to look out for that will also give us an idea that this is a no-go area or this is actually a good investment?
So there will be a certification that is needed to be issued to you if you are buying the shares or your stock.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you must understand that there's also a tax that needs to be paid on such. But for you to be understanding the roles of you buying shares and stock, you need to be able to find a platform that you're going to trade on.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're speaking of trade. I'm
mm-hmm.
not speaking of the coin trade. I'm speaking of a trade where you will be able to monitor the movement and predictions of the shares you are buying.
Mm.
So it's always almost like when you do shares, you need to know what is happening in the world, right?
Mm.
You need to be clued up, you know, when there's political instability, there's effect that is going to happen to the rand and the gold and the commodities, etc. of South Africa. If you are invested in such commodities, you're going to understand that your share price would go down, right? Then in the long term, the big companies that would maybe change their CEOs, you know, they're not stable, they're not paying their employees, they're having riots and strikes that would impact your stock price. The interest. So the higher the risk, the higher the return, mostly in most shares that you're going to have to invest your money in. That's the rule of this game. And mostly, we are not really people that do research, it could be the higher the risk, but then it will plummet, and then it would get to a point where the company now needs to, it's at the risk, but then they need to close, right?
Mm-hmm.
They will lose. So you need to keep up with the market. You need to keep up with the news. When you are now getting into the business of shares, commodities, and investment, you need to listen to radio. You need to know what is happening out there.
Well, thank you so much, Kumatso, for enlightening us on how to go about the shares and the stocks and on which one can actually invest in. And of course, the most important things to be cautious about when we think of buying shares. How can we get in touch with you, Kumatso?
My name is Khomotso with an H, so it's Khomotso.
Mm.
My surname is Talani. Talani is written Talane. So, yeah, they can get me on all social media platforms, and I do private consultation for people that don't understand financial literature, but they've got the money. So another pandemic that we have is people know how to make the money, but they don't know how to take care of it. So I'm your doctor for such. So you can come and, you know, get your consultation as well.
No, thank you so much, Kumatso. Have a good day for that.
You too. Thank you.
That was Kumatso Talane, an independent economic analyst, a business coach, financial literature advocate, whom just joined us here, and she was unpacking the differences between shares and stocks and the things that you need to be cautious about when you're thinking of buying shares. So I want to find out from you, have you ever invested into shares or stock, and how's that going so far? Are you getting your returns? Are you getting your interest? You know, is it a good investment or you regret?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.